This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of 2 Timothy, we are ready to study chapter 3. I would like to do an inductive study of this chapter. To do this, you start by answering the question, what does the chapter say? Then, what does it mean? When you have answered these questions, you decide, what difference should this study make in my life? Let's consider what the chapter says. It begins with a description of what it will be like in the last days. What has been true throughout the ages will increasingly be true in the future. The description of conditions in the world just before the flood are similar to what Paul describes in this chapter. Facing those conditions, Paul reminds Timothy of what he taught and how he lived, and challenges him to follow his example. The place the Holy Scriptures played in Timothy becoming a Christian and subsequently living the Christian life is never to be forgotten. In fact, he is to recommit himself to the study of and application of Scripture to his own life and to the lives of others. Having explained what is covered in the chapter, we now need to interpret it. Verses 1 through 9 explain the deceitful and destructive behavior of those who are lovers of themselves. They will be lovers of money and of pleasure and have no love for others or for what is good. In essence, they will use others to gratify their own passions. All the while, they will exhibit a form of godliness but deny its power. Evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Indeed, terrible times are coming, so prepare yourself. Well, if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.